Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. You shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Verses 1 through 16, all of Psalm 91. Then looking briefly in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Father, thank you once again for the wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the chance and the opportunity to know you, to serve you, to be able to walk with you. Thank you for the privilege of being able to be servants in your army, warriors in the kingdom of God. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of wisdom, grace, and empowerment. Help us to walk and live as victorious warriors who now know how to take the weaponry found in your word of God and to put it to work every single day. Teach us and empower us. Teach our hands to war, Lord. Teach us to be the warriors you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we're so thankful that a God like you would speak to us through your word. We thank you for the Bible, and Father, help us to treasure it more and more. Help us as your children to find it a great treasure, to cling to it, to live on it, to honor you by our response to what you say to us through your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're honored and blessed once again. It's been a little bit, but we're grateful to have with us once again Peggy Joyce Ruth. There goes Pete. He's excited every time he hears Peggy Joyce come on, and when she talks about Psalm 91. But she's been on a number of times along with her daughter Angie, and they are prolific authors, written a number of books both about Psalm 91, but other topics and issues important to the kingdom of God. Sister Peggy Joyce, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great to have you back with us, and always a privilege to have you. And I consider you a kingdom hero. The books you've shared that you've written are powerful weapons and tools to help believers to become better equipped warriors in the spiritual warfare of the world we live in today. And so I'm grateful to have you. Yeah, Pete, he's just so excited, just so excited. Well, would you take a moment now to tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself? Now, of course, some people have heard you before, but there may be lots that have never heard your name and don't know anything about any of your books. So if you'll take a few moments to introduce yourself and tell them about your journey insofar as how you came to write about books about Psalm 91.
Yes. In my early marriage, I encountered someone that was from an Eastern religion, and I was a Christian. I loved the Lord, but I didn't know the Word that well. And when she came against me so hard, I went into, I don't know what I went into, but I just had a breakdown. And they even took me through electrical shock treatments, and nothing seemed to help. And so one day, we had a man in our church who had gotten sick, and I just cried out to God, and I said, God, is there any way to be protected from all the things that we see coming on the earth? It just seems like, you know, everyone's sick. I was just panicked, and I was crying out to God. And I lay down and went immediately to sleep, and God gave me a spiritual dream. And that dream, absolutely, it was as though I was just standing there really talking to God. I cried out into the heavens saying the same thing again. Lord, is there any way to be protected from all of the things that we see coming on the earth? And in the dream, I heard out of heaven a voice, and I knew it was God, saying, in your day of trouble, call on me, and I will answer. Oh, my, when I heard that, my heart just leaped inside of me, and I was clapping and dancing in the dream, and all of a sudden, I looked, and there were people in the field. I had been by myself when God started talking to me, and the people in the field, it started filling up. And as far as I could see, in every direction, there were people, more and more people, and we were all rejoicing and praising God and thanking Him for the answer. Well, I woke up, and I knew I had gotten a spiritual answer. Didn't quite know what the answer was, but I was just jumping and dancing and clapping in my room, and I knew God had spoken to me. I didn't know whether it was out of the Bible or not, because I didn't know my Bible that well. But the next day, I was listening to a teaching tape, and someone just mentioned, they just said, you know, maybe that answer is in Psalm 91. And then she said, no, it's not Psalm 91, and she went right on. But when I heard the word Psalm 91, I didn't even know there were 91 Psalms in the Bible, but when I heard the word Psalm 91, I knew in my heart that whatever was in that psalm was my answer. And I nearly tore my Bible up getting to Psalm 91. And there it was, the same exact thing that God had spoken to me in the dream. In your day of trouble, call on me, and I will answer. And I took Psalm 91, and I started studying it. I tell you what, I studied every word. I looked up everything I could find. I spent months studying it. And it changed my life. It absolutely changed my life. Now, I didn't know I was ever going to write a book about it. Mm-hmm. I just knew it changed my life. But okay. God's given me the privilege of being able to help others find the answer.
So how many years would you say you've been teaching believers about the power and wisdom behind Psalm 91?
Oh, my goodness. I'm 80 now. I just had my 80th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was in my late 20s when I found out about Psalm 91. And mm-hmm. so I've been teaching ever since, from my late 20s until now.
Hmm. Okay. Well, you know, Moses did some of his best work at the age of 80, so you're in your prime now, so praise the Lord.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, I received that.
All right. Well, you know, there may be someone listening who, you know, we have, you know, obviously a lot of believers that listen, but sometimes people, they don't know the Lord at all. If someone wants to say, well, she's talking about Psalm 91, where could I find Psalm 91? How would you respond to that question?
Are you talking about where you find it in the Bible? Is that what you're asking, or just crying out to God?
Well, you know, just an unsaved person might think, well, I don't have a Bible. I don't know anything about the Bible. How would you respond to an unsaved person's question? Where can I find Psalm 91?
Okay. All a person has to do is just cry out to God. He's waiting, and mm-hmm. He wants the people that don't know him, he wants them much more than they could ever possibly imagine. Mm. And that's all I did. I just cried out to God, and I said, God, I just need you. I know you're there. I just need you. And when we cry out, God takes over, and he begins to reveal himself to us, and he begins to reveal answers. You know, all of us have questions, mm-hmm. and he wants us to ask him sincerely. And when we do, oh my, he'll get the answers to us, and he wants to be in a love affair with us. That was one of the first things God showed me, that he wanted me to absolutely be in just a love affair with him, where he was the most important thing in the world, where I got up in the morning and I just, could hardly wait to start talking to the Lord, and knowing that he was going to be with me all day long, whatever I met during the day, he would be there and he would have answers for me. Mm-hmm. And when we know that, and when we trust him for that, it's just amazing what God will do.
Amen. Amen. And of course, for somebody that maybe they're not familiar with the Bible, of course, the book of Psalms is the book almost in the middle of your Bible. And of course, you just go to Psalm 91. That's what Sister Peggy Joyce will be teaching about today. Sister Peggy Joyce, as we start, would you take time now specifically to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit wants to teach them about the wisdom of putting Psalm 91 to work in their lives?
Father, you tell us just whatever our need might be, just to ask. You said ask, and the answers will be given. And so, Father, that is what you showed me, is that all I had to do is just cry out and say, Father, I need help. I'm asking you for help. And instantly, Father, you begin bringing answers to me that not only saved my life at the time, but, Father, they've given answers to every problem that I've ever encountered since then. Father, when I was so frightened over all the evil that I saw coming on the earth, I just thought, there's no answers. And when I cried out and said, God, you know, do you have any answers? Can you help me? Do I just accept whatever comes? Or are there answers? And Father, immediately you gave me a psalm that had an answer for every need that I would ever encounter. Father, I thank you that you have given us a Psalm 91, that it addresses every evil known to man with an answer. And Father, there's no way that I can thank you enough for that. And Father, the desire of my heart is to be able to share this with people so they'll realize that whatever they're facing, it doesn't matter. You have an answer for them if they'll just cry out to you and trust you for that, Father. That's what I'm praying for today, Father, that every listener will cry out to you and know that you're there, that you love them, you'll never leave them, you'll never forsake them. And if they'll just be faithful to run to you, we say thank you, Father. You've never failed us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Sister Peggy Joyce, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your ministry or get the books, how can they do that?
Well, they can either call the number 325-646-6894. 325-646-6894. And we have a girl here that will answer their questions and talk to them. Or they can go online, PeggyJoyceRuth.org. Three first names. That's how they can remember it. PeggyJoyceRuth.org.
Okay, then. And how many books altogether on Psalm 91 have you written?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see. We've done I did the original Psalm 91. Then we did a military version and sent to just put many, many, many copies into the military. There's a pocket-sized military book, and there's a combo that we call Psalm 91, Real Life Stories of God's Shield of Protection. Hmm. Then we have a book especially for moms. We have one for teens. We have one for young children, very young children.
Okay, and I'm going to jump in here. We're going to pick up right there on the other side of the break, but we'll be right back. Our phone guest is Peggy Joyce Ruth, the author of Psalm 91, Frontliner and First Responder Edition. We'll be right back.
Things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are strong and mighty.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no one else like you.
No one can
you
do
are
the things. You're the beginning and the end.
You're the peace of mind within.
You're a
great.
Yes, you are.
Music of Jennifer Miko, Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Peggy Joyce Ruth, and she's the author of Psalm 91, Frontliner and First Responder Edition, but also several other books. Peggy Joyce, if you'll pick up, you started to share some of the titles, but if you'll share one more time, both the titles of each of the book, and one of the reasons I really want you to really kind of drive it home is because I hope every single listener will choose to get one or more of them, because these are such powerful tools. You do a great job of teaching the truths behind Psalm 91, but also your books have wonderful stories and testimonials of people who've put Psalm 91 to work and seen the miraculous hand of God bless them in so many ways, protect them, help them through so many trials. So share once again the titles and as well as how they can get them.
Yes. Psalm 91, God's Umbrella of Protection, that was the first one that I wrote. But then I realized that Psalm 91, it's for the little child, it's for the young child, it's for the military, it's for every age. So I felt like the Lord told me to put a book specially designed for each of these different categories. And so he told me the military needed it. We did a book with military and all of the military stories. And then we felt like we needed to do a pocket size so they could literally carry it with them. So we did a pocket size military. And then we did a combo. It was Psalm 91, real life stories of God's shield of protection that just literally tried to cover every area of whatever ministry they were in, whatever job they held, that it would speak directly to them. And then a book especially for mothers, because the mothers are the ones that can get Psalm 91 into their children. So we did that. Then the teenagers. We did a book for teenagers. We did a book called A Book for Youth, 8 to 10-year-olds, or 8 to 10 or 12, 14. Then we did a board book for very, very young children called My Own Psalm 91 Book. And we've just been so excited, because little children, when they get that book, they carry it around with them, and their parents read it to them, and they start quoting it back. We did a coloring book, we have a workbook, and now we have our Psalm 91 for first responders. We're excited about that one, because they put their life in danger so many times, and they need to know there's a protection for them as well.
That's good. That's good. So once again, if someone wants to get any one of the titles you just mentioned, again, what's the best way to get them?
Yes, they can call 325-646-6894, or they can go online, peggyjoyceruth.org.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Okay, well, you know, in looking at Psalm 91, you've studied Psalm 91 for I guess, really decades then. What would you say are some of the aspects that really stand out most to you about the 16 verses of Psalm 91?
Well, the first two verses are the ones that are so important. We can forget the rest of it if we don't do the first two, because that tells us that we have to make the choice to come into a one-on-one personal relationship with the Lord, where He's our very best friend, where we know that He wants to protect us personally. And that tells us to dwell in His shelter, to abide under His shadow. And it tells us to cry out to Him, not just think our prayers, but cry out to Him. And when we get in that personal one-on-one relationship with Him, then we're ready for the promises. He responds back with the promises then, verses 3 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love is the fact that in Psalm 91, there's a promise of deliverance for every evil known to man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing that can come against us for which God has not already given us a promise of deliverance. Anything you can think of that brings fear to you, anything you can think of that you're going to be facing, there is a promise that covers it in Psalm 91. And, I mean, to me, that's just amazing. That's supernatural, you know. But there's promises all through the Bible. But, boy, when I pray Psalm 91, it covers every single area.
Hmm. Well, you know, I noticed, like, for example, at the back of the books, like, you have both a copy of a prayer based on Psalm 91, as well as a prayer for salvation for someone who maybe doesn't know the Lord as well. So I can really appreciate the fact that you were wise enough to give people the prayer specifically, along with teaching about it, too. So to every single listener, when you get the book, of course, the prayer's at the back of it. But let me say this, too. If for whatever reason you don't manage to get the book right away, certainly my email is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to send you the prayer. Sister Peggy Joyce, why would you say it's important for a believer to pray Psalm 91 every single day?
I try never to face my day without first praying Psalm 91 back to the Lord in the form of in just a prayer of thanksgiving. And I go through the entire psalm every single morning. And what it does, it prepares me. It reminds me of the promises He's made. But it also reminds me how much He loves me, reminds me that He'll never leave me, He'll never forsake me, and He's there no matter what I might face that day. And so as I pray that Psalm 91 prayer, it's almost like I can feel myself being built up then to go face the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I really recommend that for people. And I didn't start out memorizing it. I just started out reading it and praying it out of my Bible. Well, my goodness, it didn't take long until it was memorized. So no matter where I am, you know, no matter what I'm facing, Psalm 91 is right there inside of me, and I can just start speaking it out.
That's good.
And so I just really encourage people, pray Psalm 91 every single morning and pray it personally back to God. Father, I thank You that You're there. You
thank
never
you.
Leave me. You never forsake me. And I choose to dwell in Your shelter. I choose to abide under Your shadow. I choose, Lord, to say it out loud, Father. I want the world to hear. And start out by confessing who God is to me. And if they'll make it personal, then they can start going through all the promises. And no matter what they're facing, there is an answer to everything they'll ever face in life. There's an answer there in Psalm 91.
That's just a wise and very important truth to recognize, too. I think of this, too, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please." And a truth that believers are wise to grasp is that when we pray the word of God, God's word will not return to Him void, but a truth that we need to recognize, too, is prayer, amongst other things, releases the hand of God to work, and it releases angels to work on our behalf. And, of course, obviously, Psalm 91 beautifully talks about the fact that it does commission angels to work on our behalf, too. So any thoughts you'd like to share about that truth?
Well, what I love is whatever I'm facing that day, as I pray through that psalm, I mean, all of a sudden, it gives me an answer for whatever I'm facing. There's absolutely nothing that can come against us that we don't have an answer in Psalm 91. And so I love to pray. That's my covenant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a promise, like I say, for every single evil. And I also love the fact that we have people now that are calling in from all over the United States and some even from out of the country where
mm-hmm.
they're telling us about answers that they've gotten, you know, and how they prayed the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just love the testimonies. We try to put testimonies in all the different books.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's a book for children, we try to put children's testimonies that we've gotten. And we have some fabulous testimonies. well, what God has done.
I want to take a moment now. I'm going to share just a part of a section on pages 64 and 65 from your book. Again, this is Psalm 91, Frontliner and First Responder Edition. And I'm going to share it, and I want to ask you just to comment on it. It's such a powerful story in your book. Again, this is page 64 of this edition. Christopher left for Iraq on August 25th, 2004. While praying for him on September 3rd, 2004, when I got to verse 11 of Psalm 91, the Lord showed me a picture in my mind's eye of Christopher on guard duty, and God's angels were guarding him. Shortly after that, on one of Christopher's first patrols, he was a machine gun on top of a Humvee. He was a machine gunner on top of a Humvee. His truck hit a landmine, and it did not explode. He said it was a double-stacked anti-tank landmine. On another patrol, his Humvee hit a landmine that exploded and destroyed the truck, but all of the men walked away unhurt. The Lord showed me that when I prayed verse 12 over Christopher, it was protection from landmines. Near the end of his deployment, he was in a firefight at night. The enemy, unseen because it was night, was firing a machine gun directly at Christopher. He was returning fire at the flashes he could see each time the insurgents' weapons was fired. He told me he really thought he would die that night because he could see the traces from the weapon coming close to his head. All of a sudden, the insurgents stopped firing. Christopher was not sure if it was because he hit him or if he ran out of ammunition. But Christopher began singing out loud on top of that Humvee, "Lord, I lift your name on high." That so touched my heart because Christopher knew it was God who saved him. He had written John 15:13 on a card and taped it near his machine gun. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Not too many civilians know this, but the gunner on top of the Humvee is known as the Marine is known in the Marine Corps as the guardian angel. It is up to the gunner to protect his fellow Marines in the truck and keep watch for the enemy all around. It's a very dangerous position, and if the enemy cannot blow up the truck, they try at least to take out the gunner. Praise God for his covenant protection, Psalm 91. Most sincerely, Dorothy Gear. P.S. Christopher also prayed Psalm 91 over himself and his men before they went out on patrol. Again, a powerful testimony. Any thoughts that come to mind right away from that testimony in your book?
Yes. It has been amazing that when someone goes into the military and they are believing in Psalm 91 and they start sharing it with the others in their group, it's amazing. It doesn't just protect them, but it becomes a protection for all of the men that are around them. We've had so many testimonies. There was a Captain Nick that he had his men pray Psalm 91 together as a group every single morning before they went out. And when it was over with, everyone else in all the other units, they had casualties. His was the only unit that went home after some very dangerous missions that they'd gone on, and not one of them was killed. Every single one of them went home, and they knew it was because of Psalm 91. They knew that. I loved his story. I loved the story of Spencer January, who was in World War II, and how he influenced all the ones around him, and when they grabbed hold of it. So it's something that just spreads. When we believe it and people see that we're protected, then they want it. And as we share it, it's kind of like the people in my dream when the field started just filling up with people. They heard me praying the prayer in the dream, and they started praying it. And every time I've taught, they'll grab hold of it, and then they start sharing it, and it just spreads. And that's what I love about what the Lord does. It's not for one person. It's for us to share, and it literally is for anyone who will reach out and receive God.
That's right. That's right. And you know, Sister Peggy Joyce, I think of this truth that, too, is that, again, every single believer has at least one, if not more than one, angel assigned to them. But what sometimes believers don't realize is our prayers and our words of faith either commission them and release them to work, or our lack of words or the wrong words may literally cause an angel to stand by and watch something happen, because, again, our words and our prayers make all the difference in the world. So, again, praying Psalm 91 every day is so, so wise for every believer in our culture then. So,
absolutely. The angels are commissioned literally by the word, mm-hmm. and they don't act until the word is given to them. But when mm-hmm. they hear the word, they immediately go to work. And that's such a powerful promise. I love it.
Mm. And it's just such a basic and foundational truth to grasp, too, that prayerlessness can cost us so much. We can miss out on blessings every day by
Absolutely.
Living a prayerless life. On the other hand, God commands us pray without ceasing. So the more we just act in obedience, the more it blesses us and it blesses the world around us as well, too. So,
amen.
Well, what specifically, like, God showed you something unique about being protected under his wings. Would you share? I tell you what, we're coming up on a break, and I'm going to ask if on the other side of the break you'll share specifically about this illustration, because I remember when I first read it, it was such a powerful but a simple illustration of God demonstrating his power. So we'll pick up there. Our phone guest today is Peggy Joyce Ruth. She's the author of the book Psalm 91, Frontliner and First Responder Edition, as well as a number of other books on Psalm 91. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my
music of Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Peggy Joyce Ruth, and she's the author of several books on Psalm 91, the powerful tool that we find in the Word of God. And she does a great job of teaching believers how to put this powerful weapon to work in your life. And also, each of the books shares powerful and wonderful testimonies from different people who shared their testimonies of how God miraculously intervened in their lives as well. Sister Peggy Joyce, you were going to share an illustration that you used in one or more of the books that specifically deals with the protection God provides under his wings. Would you share that with us?
Yes. You know, it tells us that we'll hide under his wings. And I found that so many people are waiting for God to do something to solve their problem. But he says in Psalm 91, under my wings you may seek refuge. Doesn't say that God will pick us up and put us under his wings. It gives us an invitation. And so many times what we're doing, we're running here and there and everywhere else trying to find help. You know. And he said, no, run to me first. And so one day, God really made that come alive to me. Our old mama hen had hatched a whole brood of baby chicks. And I was out watching them one day. And those little chicks were all over the yard, and they were scratching and looking for bugs. And suddenly, I saw the shadow of a hawk fly overhead, and my heart just sank because I knew there was no way for that old mama hen to run and gather up all those baby chicks in time. But then she did something that taught me a lesson I don't think I'll ever forget. She just spread out her wings and began to cluck, and from all over the yard, those little baby chicks came running to her. And when the last one came and ran under her wings, she just simply pulled those wings down, covered every one of those little babies. So to get to those chicks, the hawk would have had to have gone through the mother. Mm. And I just stood there speechless thinking about the lesson that God had just shown me, because God doesn't run here and there to cover us when danger comes. No. He says in his word, he's basically telling us, look at that old mama hen. He doesn't chase us down. He's saying, my wings of protection are waiting, but you have to run to me in faith. Mm. And then when the enemy comes, he would literally have to go through God to get to us. Now, that's such a perfect picture of God telling us exactly what to do when the enemy comes to try to steal, kill, or destroy. He made it so clear. And I remember standing out there in the yard, and I never forgot it, because I thought, oh, God, you have such simple, easy, wonderful ways to teach us your lessons.
Mm. And okay, go ahead.
And he began to show me that Psalm 91 is a protective measure that he has given to his children against every evil known to man.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere else in the Word are all of these protection promises gathered into one chapter. And to me, that's just miraculous that in 16 short verses, he covers every evil that anyone will ever face in this life and gives us an answer for it. I love mm-hmm. that.
Well, and you know, that's such a beautiful illustration. And tell me if I'm saying this correctly, though, but one of the ways that we as believers can daily come anew under the protective wings of the Lord is by simply praying that prayer in faith. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I try never to let a day start without my going through my Psalm 91 covenant first in thanksgiving, just a prayer of thanksgiving, saying, Lord, I thank you. You've already, no matter what I might face, you've already given me an answer before I ever face it. And it's a covenant. And, you know, it says that it becomes a shield around us. And this is the only place in the Word that I've found where it's a surrounding shield. It's a shield that literally circles the person.
Mm.
That no matter what direction the enemy comes from, we have this Psalm 91 covenant
that
we
great.
Can hang on to.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, and now specifically, this particular edition, of course, is for frontliners. So frontliners, you're speaking of, for example, police, policemen, firemen, military, basically.
Those that are the first ones to wrecks. You know, you have people, and when they hear of a wreck, many times they'll just stop whatever they're doing. I've known of them. They'll be in the middle of a meal, and they literally just stop the meal, go and run to the problem, and they put themselves in so much potential harm, and they need Psalm 91. They need to know that when they run to help someone else, that if they're trusting God, that protection of Psalm 91 covers them.
That's right.
What I want so badly for them to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speak specifically to frontliners and first responders and their spouses who might be listening about why they should get the book, and why the book will be a helpful tool for them.
It's kind of like when I was talking about Captain Nick, when he told his men, we're going to say Psalm 91 every morning. Well, mm-hmm. many of those men weren't even Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And before it was over, they had all accepted Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught them how important it was to put Psalm 91, get under that Psalm 91 and know it was their covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same way. These men and their wives and their families need to know that God has made a protection for them, but it's not automatic. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of like that hen and chicken. So, you know, that old mom and hen didn't run and cover those babies. She just started squawking, and those babies came to her. Okay, God's saying, I've got a protection covenant for you, but you run to me.
Mm-hmm.
And when these first responders and their families realize God has a protection for them, then when they start confessing this and making this their covenant, then they can have the peace and the comfort of knowing that when they run to, you know, whoever's in trouble, that they literally have a shield that comes down and covers them to protect them. And that's why it's so important for them to know this, because most people don't put themselves in such dangerous positions like these first responders.
That's right.
They're in danger every day, and they need it more than anyone.
Mm. That is so true, so true. Well, if someone was to ask you this question, how would you respond if they said, well, is Psalm 91 a good weapon to use in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic? How would you respond to that question?
You know, God has told us that no matter what we're facing, he says any pestilence, that's one of the categories. There's literally four categories. He said that the terror, that's anything that another person can do to harm us. The arrows, that's all the things that the enemy comes against our mind and comes against us emotionally and spiritually, and that there's a protection there. Then he says pestilence. Okay, that includes all of the sicknesses, all of the diseases, all of the viruses, all of these things. It falls under the category of the pestilence. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have the destruction, which are the natural disasters, you know, the fires and car wrecks and all that. But we need, whatever we're facing, we need to look and see what category. There's four categories. What category does that fall under? Mm-hmm. And with the coronavirus, that falls under the category of the pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are afraid of it, they need to start saying, Father, I thank you that you've told me I have protection from the coronavirus because I have protection from the pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that if we believe that, Lord, we don't have to fear the pestilence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there's times when God will tell us don't go a certain place. I mean, he may give us some instructions, you know, to tell us where to go and where not to go.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the answer is there, that we have a protection from the virus. We have a protection from the pestilence. If we'll trust God and believe him and then listen and be obedient to anything he tells us to do or tells us not to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have a lot of nurses that work in the COVID hospitals, and the ones that know they have a Psalm 91 covenant of protection, they say it gives them so much peace to be able to pray their covenant every morning before they go, knowing that they've covered themselves and they don't have to be afraid of the pestilence.
That is great. That is good. So, well, do you have other maybe testimonies that come to mind that you from the books that you find really especially encouraging?
Yes, we have so many testimonies. I love the testimonies. In World War II, one of our bombers was returning from a very successful mission when they ran out of gas, and they had to make a forced landing on a Japanese-occupied island. And the men began to tell the chaplain, well, this is your chance to prove what you've been telling us about Psalm 91. So he began to pray, and their first miracle is that they were not noticed by the Japanese when they landed on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just kept praying Psalm 91, and about 2 a.m. in the morning, they heard a new sound. They discovered that a large barge had washed up on the beach, and the deck was covered with oil drums filled with high-octane gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were dreaming. Well, what they did is they used their in-flight refueling hose, and they took off down the beach, used that for a runway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds almost like a fairy tale, but they found out later that there was a skipper of a U.S. tanker that had found himself in submarine-infested waters, and he had ordered his gasoline cargo to be put on a barge to
mm-hmm.
lessen the danger from in case they got hit by a torpedo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were some 600 miles from where this bomber landed on the island.
Mm-hmm.
But in a few weeks, that barge of oil had drifted the whole 600 miles and beached just 50 feet from that stranded bomber and had gotten there within 12 hours of their landing on the island. And
mm-hmm.
so God had directed that tanker, had directed the skipper to put the gasoline cargo on the barge,
mm-hmm.
and he had directed it there just in time. And that's what God will do for us.
That's
He'll
right.
be just in time if we'll trust him.
The power of our Heavenly Father. Praise
Absolutely.
God. Praise
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just again, and just there are other stories, though, because again, all the stories you share are just touching and powerful. So,
I love the stories that God has just done so many unbelievable things. I was talking about Captain Nick earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I love his testimony. He served with 150 of his men, and they delivered supplies from the Baghdad airport. And every morning, this group got together, and they prayed Psalm 91 before they started their day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, throughout their time there, they were attacked almost daily with mortars and IEDs. And once they were in the mess hall when a mortar exploded less than 20 feet from them. Well, those mortars within 20 feet, I mean, they kill lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
The shrapnel flew everywhere, and yet not one of Nick's men was harmed.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an attack on all the buildings where the men slept. But the mortar that landed on the building where Nick's men slept was a dud. It didn't go off.
Hmm.
Another time, several of Nick's men were in the PX near Baghdad when it was attacked, and everyone in the PX was injured except Nick's men. Not one of them was harmed. And for the entire time that they were in Iraq, they continued to pray Psalm 91 every single morning. They didn't miss a morning.
Hmm.
And there were incidents almost every day where soldiers in the other units were either injured or killed. But when they left to go home, not one of Nick's men had been injured or killed the entire time that they had been there. And they'll tell you today that they knew it was because of their praying and believing God for Psalm 91.
Mm. That's so powerful. And again, Sister Peggy Joyce, thank you again just for being with us today. And the testimonies are so powerful. We hope that every single listener will choose to get the book again. Psalm 91, this specifically one, this one is entitled Frontliner and First Responder Edition. I'm going to take a moment very briefly before we end our time. There might be someone listening who's never made the all-important step of asking Jesus to come into their heart. And Jesus is the one who can save us and protect us from all the things going on in the world. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I invite you, pray this prayer with me if you would. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world. You lived. And then you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Forgive me for all the wrong. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, we invite you to email me, jparker@afa.net. We look forward to being in touch with you. Peggy Joyce, thank you so much for being with us. Share your website and how they can get the book one more time.
Okay, if they'll call 325-646-6894 or order online, peggyjoyceruth.org.
Amen. Thank you so much for being with us, and keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much.
And I want to invite every listener, pray much for Sister Peggy Joyce Ruth and her ministry as she continues to bless people all over the world with the message behind Psalm 91. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.